Central to this struggle for the hearts and minds of Afghans, though largely outside the control of the U.S. military, are international aid groups. And many of those groups are now being forced to reconsider their commitments in Afghanistan after the murder last week of 10 aid workers, among them 6 Americans. Anders Fanga is country director for the Swedish Committee for Afghanistan, which works on health, education, and development projects in rural areas. He's been working in Afghanistan on and off since 1981. Mr. Fanga, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I gather you knew the team leader who was killed, Tom Little, in your work in Afghanistan. I imagine this hits especially close to home for you.
Yeah, no, it was a very tragic thing. And of course, everybody who knew Tom and also who knew the others who were murdered and so on, everybody are very upset, of course.
What we've heard from friends and family of the people who were killed, to a person, they talk about the deep commitment that they had for Afghanistan. Some of them raised their families there. They'd been there for decades, as you have. Can you talk a bit about that commitment and what your connection is to the country?
The country and the people is very special, and people tend to get what we call the Afghan bug. Or the Afghan virus, you get hooked on Afghanistan. It's an extremely generous people with generally speaking, a very good sense of humor. I say that I never laugh as much as when I am with Afghans. Hmm. So it's very, gratifying to work with them.
Your time there, about 30 years now, so you've been there during the Soviet occupation, during the rule of the Taliban, and now with the U.S. presence there, how has your work changed over those years, the kinds of things you could do, the places you could go?
Well, I mean, in the 80s, when then you walked in Afghanistan with the resistance, with the Mujahideen, as they were called, and then you moved over the rural areas because the Soviet troops and the Afghan government controlled the cities. Today, that's a very limited possibility because you, as a Westerner, if you go out, especially in the area south of Kabul, but also increasingly in the north and other parts of the country, you are running certain risks, and you have to be pretty careful when you're moving in the rural areas.
Now, this attack, this massacre, really, of the 10 aid workers came in a part of Afghanistan that was thought to be relatively safe. Does it now make you rethink where you can go safely?
No, what you do is that the way we work is that we are pretty careful with our international staff. The place where they were killed is called Kurana Munjan. It borders northwestern Pakistan. And in Pakistan, Taliban and other armed opposition groups, they have bases there. And they move in over the border now and then. So these border districts, they are very dangerous. And I must say, although no criticism, and I understand the commitment that they had, where they went to Nuristan and they went through these districts and so, but I wouldn't have allowed my international staff to go to these places.
Mr. Fanga, you're talking with us today from southern Sweden. You're heading back to Afghanistan tomorrow. I'm curious what you tell your family as you head back, knowing about these killings last week.
Well, all my family, they have, I have wife and two kids here, and so they are 20, 22 years old, and they all have been in Afghanistan, and they all know Afghanistan, and it's a kind of routine. I'm coming back home, and I'm going back down there, so it's not very much with that.
They're not especially concerned now?
At least they are not telling me that they are especially concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Mr. Fanga, best of luck with your travels. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Anders Fanga is country director for the humanitarian group, the Swedish Committee for Afghanistan.